Yan Simen Kuf Chafei the Ramo. We're speaking of learning Dine Kedusha. So the Ramo says V'yesh Liso Heinayim Lamorim V'sho Shoimrim Kedusha. When one says Kedusha, one should raise his eyes. Lamorim. Let us just see the reason for this. So Kikosvu B'shem Sefer HaCholos V'zeh L'shaynei. Baruchim atam l'ashem shamayim v'yordei makova. The Rabbi Nishom is speaking to the shamayim and to the yordei makova. These are the malachim that are mishamish by the makova. And the Rabbi Nishom is telling them as follows. Im taimru, if you will relate, v'sagidu labonai, and you'll relate to Klal Yisrael, Ma shani oise b'sho shemagdishim, what I do, what seems the nachas ruach that the Rabbein Yisrael requires, when they say shemagdishim, when they say kedusha v'imrim, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. What the Rabbein Yisrael does, when Klal Yisrael says Kodesh, the Lamdu Oisom, so we're speaking to the Malachim, teach them, Shiyu Einayim Nesuais Lamorim Lebeis Tfilosom, when they're in the Beis Tfilah, they should lift their eyes, they should raise their eyes, V'noisim Atzmom L'mayla, and we'll see, they lift themselves also, we'll hear soon. So there's two things, there's a Nesiyas Einayim, and then there's perhaps a Nesiyas Aguf. Ki Ein Li Hano Ba'olam, I don't have a greater enjoyment. Ka Oysa Sho, in that time, Sheineim Nesuyais Be'einai, they are lifting their eyes to face me, to look at me, Ve'einai Be'einayim, and I'm looking at them. So even though we are unable to Iran Yodam V'choyim, that's the Derech Klal and the Prat, when we say Kedusha, we don't see the Rabbein Shalom at all. But there seems there's a concept of lifting up the eyes towards the Rabbein Shalom. And it seems there's some contact in Kesha between the Nesiyas Einayim to the Rabbein Shalom, and the Rabbein Shalom looks at our eyes. Ve'einai be'einayim. Bo'ise sho'ani oiseis betise kevoidi. In this time, the Rabbein Shalom Kabyachov is oiches in the Kisei HaKovid, Bidmus Yaakov, the Dmus of Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shebaovis, which is one of the Ragli HaMarkovid, Umechapko Menashko, in Grad, the Beis Yosef brings a little different, the Nusach, Umaskir Golusom, and I remember the goals that they are in. And this is a sibe to bring closer, quicker, the geula. Very good. This is a good kasha. We'll get to speak about that soon. We'll see soon. So now it says, Yesh liso einayim ramorim b'sho shoimrim kedusha. Dahainu, so the Mishnah Berurah says, sheyiyu skurais, that it means the eyes are shut. So be'etzem, there's no riyas einayim, they're covered with the eyelids, but there's an inyan of einav nesuis l'mayla, avoloi be'einayim psuchais. Kain Kosava Taz, and the Taz brings you a raya, because it has to be Eino Libre Lamailo Ve'Eino Lamato. So the Einayim will be, so that's if the when the Einayim are Psuchais, it should be Eino Lamato. But since Einayim are Skurais, So he's not distracted at all with open eyes, because he has shut eyes. So this is the Shita Satav. The Piskei Tshuvah springs down from the Bach, that the Bach says, what should one look at? So the Bach says, you should look out the window towards the Shemayim. We heard before, there's an Indian of Chaloinos, that if you look middle Shemayna Esrei, one should look up. So Memele, so could be it's not too bad. You're looking at the Shemayim. It would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that it should be a Naim Psuchais, and the Piskei Tshuvah brings down that Rizal said it should be a Naim Segurais. That's how the Rizal was Noyig, and he brings down also Shulchan Aruch, Rav said it would be preferable to be a Naim Segurais. Abo Kaponim, and by the Psuchais also, the Shai was, if you look at the ceiling, what you look at the Shemayim. The Bach is more understandable to look at the ceiling. It's Golnish. According to the Bach, it's more understandable. Now, so we have here a minig, this is a Sefer HaCholos, there's an Indian to look up. Yesh Lisa Inaim Lamorim Bishor Shaimrim Kedusha. And this brings a Moiridike Chavivos from the Rabbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael. So, Sefer HaCholos. I think this is from Rabbi Shmuel Kain Godel. One thing. V'chein Menanim Gufan. So, a chavrusa showed me, what does it mean, menanim gufam? The Beis Yosef brings down shiboli haleket. It's very interesting. The Mishnah doesn't say pshat here, but the Beis Yosef brings down shiboli haleket. Uma shenoigim b'nei ha'ilam l'naneya atzma. We'll see exactly what this means. B'kdusha. Motzosi Yatam B'Shem Rashi, Tichsiv, it says in Yeshaya Novi, when he saw the Malkovet, so there it says, Vayanu Amay Sasipim Mikol HaKoire. So it seems that it was the doorway, that by B'Shas the Maisa Malkovet, when the Malachim were saying Shira, they said Kodesh, so the doors trembled by this matzah. So he brings down from Rashi, im ha'etzim v'ha'avonim hoyu misnayim u'mizgazim, the etzim avonim b'shas, the malachim said kodesh, the doorways, etzim avonim were trembling, mei emas ha'melech, koshkein onu, Sha'onu makirim, we're not eitzim bavonim, So al koponim, this is what the Ramah means. This is not such a, the other things are perhaps much easier, but to tremble from awe, b'shas to say kedusha, so that's shadachay menanim gufam. That the goof trembles in the realization what is happening now if the Eitzim Vavonim tremble, about the Givis, we should tremble. Second thing, but we're getting Hadrocha, how to say Kedusha. V'noisen oisai min ha'oretz. And also we lift up the goof, this we know about, B'shas, we say Kodesh. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'noisin oisai. We lift up the goof. Ki isa b'tanchum parshas sav. Uvishtayim yoifet. The malachim, when they say shire, when they say Kedusha, the two wings, they're flying. Yoifev. Mikan tiknu lov al raglov b'shoa sha'ima kodesh. So when we say kodesh, we also should be a little minutic from Amida al Ha'oretz. Amida al Ha'oretz means we're Kavua al Ha'oretz. Well, no, we should try to lift ourselves, tear ourselves away from Ha'oretz and to be a Bechina of Ye'oifet. So, Mikan Tikvulof Aragu Shashayim Ekodesh. Because of Amogin Avrom, so what does that mean? So you lift up the ache of the soul, and that's how so the body is lifted up from the ground. That's called Yoifek. Because of Amogin Avrom, and the Loika Isam Shedelgim Vekaisim, not you should jump when you say Kodesh, but the heel of the foot is lifted up and the soul is on the ground. But not you should jump completely. Others jump. So Bhagavad Gita says that's not the Yoifev. Yoifev is that the soul should be on the ground and the heel should, once you lift up the heel. But the Rabbi Bishar Chaynim Yishvu as a minig is a minig also of jumping. A minig is all tayrei. So me mele mikol mokim, but mokim shein a minig kain pshite shein lafis kain. But if the minig is not to jump just to elevate the heel from the ground, ki yavayili sloitzeit, so then what will he accomplish? He'll accomplish that this will bring about by the Olam, they'll laugh from him, they'll bring Lutzanus when the middle of saying Kedusha, which was yesterday learned to Zakim of a Niktashti Besoich B'nai Yisrael, Lutzmoyradik to Kedusha, and he's going to bring a Lutzanus into the whole Kedusha. So Memela, therefore he should not jump if the meaning is not to jump. But we don't say this. Amen Yehesh Mirabe is more choshuv than Kedusha. Mikol Mokim, Afopikain, im Kaddish Kvar Shoma, if he heard Kedusha already, he said Amen Yehesh Mirabe already, U Kedusha Loi Shoma Adai, Kedizdam in Loi Lama is Kaddish Kedusha, now he has a choice, either in Hodaman or 1 minion, so Chapalain, a Kaddish, a Chapa, Daven, another meaning, a Chapa, Rain, a Kedusha, Mutter, Shana, Kedusha, 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 Shidei, Choyda. Lamaise, even though this is more Choshev, but there's an Indian to say Kedusha and Kaddish, and if he said Kaddish already, so then it is preferable to say Kedusha. Kosov, Aprime, Godel, Im Hischo, Kedusha, Obeemza, Shama, Kaddish. He started Kedusha, Kaddish Kaddish, Bemza Shoma Kaddish, Misavro, the Loyavsik Lamin Omen Yehesh Merabe. So Misavro, you shouldn't say Omen Yehesh Merabe. So Chayri, he's Isaac B'mitzvah. He's Isaac B'mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah Ivere, so he should not. And he started really Kedushas, even though he said, Omen Yehesh Mei Rabbe is more choshev than Kedusha, but he started the Kedusha already, so he's always said, B'mitzvah, so he's brought him in a mitzvah. Yeah. He should say that even though he hears Amen Yeshmei Rabbe. Vim Shemeya Oz, but what if he said, Meloi Chalolitz Kevoidei, and then he hears Tamiram Baomo, Vimru Amen, so then he'll say, Oz Yema Amen Yeshmei Rabbe, then we'll chapelein both. He's in the middle of Kedush, he finished the Kedush, and now he can say, Amen Yeshmei Rabbe. Now, let's go further. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ve'ein ledaber be'emtza ha'kedusha. One should not speak in the middle of Kedusha. Kosa v'dalkei Moshe, there's an inyan not to speak. There's a psalmeredike m'sechtus tazacheres. One should not speak in the middle of Kedusha. Kosa v'dalkei Moshe, that the Maril, this Indian of not speaking, he was mamshich till, even though he said Yimloshaveri, he waited till the end of a Kel HaKodesh. Perhaps this could be Negeya. Let us say a person went to the Beis HaKisei and he comes out and he washes his hands and now they're saying Kedusha. So, fine. So he says Kedusha. So he should say Kedusha now. The Tzibah saying Kedusha. Now they said that they finished Kedusha and then before HaKodesh, should he say Asher Yotzo now or should he wait till HaKodesh? Till the end of HaKodesh. So that's what the Maril is saying. The Maril is saying Kedusha, it seems, is nimshach till Akel HaKodesh. This is, now other, this Chilukei Deis is a machlokes, if one has to remain standing till Akel HaKodesh. Others hold that if the Maril said that the Kedusha is nimshach till Akel HaKodesh, so you have to stand also till Akel HaKodesh. That means that's a continuation, that's the end of the Kedusha. Others hold the Maril was only speaking about to speak, but to stand you don't have to stand. But this whole halacha is only negeya, a normal davening. When it comes to Yomim Neiroim, so if you're going to wait till Akel HaKodesh, you have his whole, till you come to Amelech HaKodesh, there's a whole davening there. So there everyone holds that you don't have to continue standing or there it's different. If the Kel HaKodesh comes right after the Kedusha, then there's an inyan we say the Kedusha extends to the Kel HaKodesh. Fine. Let us see Kuf Chavot. Shuyach Tzibur Sheto V'dileg Achas Mikol HaBrochit. Shliach Tzibur, we should really appreciate this. Bizman Chazal, they daven without a siddur. They daven balper. Because Meikar Adin, davening is Dvorim Shebalper Yata Rishoy Lekoisma. So when this halacha was knowing, they learned balper, and they davened also balper. Because it's Dvorim Shebalper Yata Rishoy Lekoisma. Later, when just like they were matter to write Mishnayis and Gemara because Eis Lassus Hashem Efer Tesecha, then they were matter. So just like you write Mishnayis and Gemara, you write a Siddur also. About Kaponim.
That time did not have enough to do it.
No, I'm talking about Bisman Chazal was also to daven from a Siddur. Later they also could be, didn't have enough Siddur. That could also be. Al Kaponim, we hear over here, Shliach Tzibur Shetor. He made a mistake. The deal with Achas Mikol HaBrochis. And he skipped one of the Brochis. Uch Shemaskir HaNoisoi. He said, Boruch Shem Chayin Ado Aslach Lono. He skipped Hashiveinu. Uch Shemaskir HaNoisoi. And they start clapping Hashiveinu. Yeidei Alach Selim Koimoi. He knows, he forgot Hashiveinu. He is willing to go back. Amos Alkenoisa. So we don't say that there was an ulterior motive why he didn't say Hashiveinu. We're down Lekav Schus, somehow he got the bubble and he skipped over Hashiveinu. Ain't Misal Kenoisei. So he reminds him, he goes back to Hashiveinu, Shalom Ayisrael. Avol im dileg birchas amarshinim, but what is, it seems innocently, he said, he skipped for amarshinim, misal kenoise miyad. So then we are afraid that this was not a mistake. This person is a mean. And he should say this shame is Shemaim. He doesn't want to curse himself. So therefore he made it up. So he skips Lam Al Shinim. Now you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that way.
Sorry.
We'll see them. And I remember I once heard from a Palm Zechayno Levroch, he told us over a story. He said there was once an apikaisis that was wearing tefillin. So they asked, speaking apikosis with the tefillin. So they asked him, saying apikosis with tefillin. He says, what do you think of apikaisis, Papa, from tefillin? I'll come on him. So he was davening. He's apikaisis. But say, b'chalaminim kerege yevedu. This is, Mashiach comes everything, I'll come on him. He doesn't want to say b'chol minim kerege yevedu shem b'shemayim. This is a little too much. So misal kenoise miyad. So I have a suffix. Was this an innocent dilug or was there an ulterior motive for this dilug? So we tell him he saw the lala tzadikim. We tell him shuldik. You go away from the omit shema pikayresu. Vim hischol bo vito. What if he started v'lamashinim al teisikva? Chol aminim kerege yevede. He said that already. Then all of a sudden, v'ala tzadikim ala chasidim et pesazoy. So we see he started to say v'lamashinim. Then we attribute. But he's not an epikairis because he started saying it already. So then ein misal kenoise. Then we're not misalik. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shetov v'dilik. So the first part of the mechaber was that he skipped Hashiveinu. Lafuki, but he made a mistake. Lafuki im hizid v'dilik. He doesn't want to say. Afilu b'sham brachas misalkim miyad, then we'll be misalkim. Fine. Mikol ha-brachas, lo tzoloi ma'afilu im tov v'dilek b'chas t'chiyas ha-meisim, oi b'yne Yerushalayim, which is, this is from the Yesoide Samuna. That means this already is a little, it makes one think. That means, that seems he's not mamin in Tchiyas HaMeisim, he's not mamin in Boine Yerushalayim. We don't say this. Ein misal kenoisei loy m'shem mekoyfer b'tchiyas HaMeisim, ayeine mamin b'viyas HaMeshir, elo talinen shebishkogye hishmit. That means even though these are from the Yud Gimel Ikrim, but al kaponim, I assume that he's a mamin, and I attribute that this was a mistake. V'atam ayin b'beis Yosef v'shem Arav Rabbeinu Yoyne. So Rabbeinu Yoyne says, Amur v'kezach. That means, afilu he's an apikoyres, so he'll say, M'chaye Meisim, v'skate him on that he says, M'chaye Meisim, says Trias Meisim. That means, there's no, he doesn't believe. But what's wrong if he says it? That person would say things he doesn't believe also. An apikoyres would not feel bad by not saying it. By saying it. So he said it. Well, Amarshinim, as we mentioned before, this is a klolah. Chol aminim kerege yevedu. So this is a klolah. This, Amin won't say. But the other things, I don't believe that there ever will be. I don't believe. I mean, but nothing wrong by me saying it. So that's why, although he skipped it, I will not attribute the skipping is because he's Amin. Amin would also say it. Lamar Shimim, Amin will not say it because this is a klala, and if he's Amin, he will not say it. Al Puinim Bishkot Yevata. Time betas the Sviralei, that we skipped the Baini Yerushalayim, the Mishpat Shteyem, but what if he skipped both of them? This already makes me think. Tchiyas HaMeisim he skipped, and now Baini Yerushalayim he skipped, Pavadi on the Tzrich and Lochish was there, but Filo Mishchil Misal Kino Yisrael, this already shows that he is not a Mamet. Yesh HaChel Kimolo. So the whole Shaila over here is one Shaila. Do I attribute this Diluk that would have skipped over Tchiyas HaMeisim and Binyan Yerushalayim, is this because he doesn't believe it, that it will occur, or it was a mistake? Al Kaponim, so we have here, the Taz says if he skipped both of them, I attribute that it was done intentionally, and others are chaylik. Veda, the mulchach lekul alma, the imonu yoidim shu kaifa b'tchiyas ameisim, the whole shayla is, he skipped it, do I attribute this to an error, or was this intentional? So that's fine. So this chalukideh is by skipping both of them. But what if I know this person, he's before he went to the Yomit, he's a kaifa b'tchiyas ameisim. Yeni mamin begula aside. V'choshken eni mamin b'toyre min ha-shamayim, v'bidmu v'oynish. L'kulei alma apokoyres gomoru, this is an apokoyres. V'osa l'nichay li yeshliach tibo. And one is not permitted to let him daven. He can't be a shliach. Not pekeres a daven is a niyut Hashem. V'imamad b'chosko, and if he davens forcefully, enein en amen acho, so we don't answer amen. That's this din. Ein misalkin oisoi, now we said before that if he skipped one of the brochas, I don't attribute that there was an ulterior motive for this. I attribute it to a mistake. I'm a salkin, I say. Elishayin, actually, yaskiru, I say. So they wait to remind him. So when he reminds himself, he'll go back to where he skipped, where he left over. Avolim dileg. That, but what if he skipped Vala Marshinim? So there, I am chayish. I'm afraid that it could be this was an intentional diluk. I'm a melon, he's not pekoyles. Davke mikshedile kulo. That means he skipped this whole bloche, and he starts talking about the tzadikim. Avol im dileg roisha bloche, v'siyim chasimosa, but what if he v'azeid mehel sa'aker. So then I don't attribute the diluk to apikosis. The metzinu shemisalkin oisoi. V'cheinim leirotzo loima la koifrim al tisik, al v'mashinim ein misalkin oisoi. Seems there's a nusach of lakoyzim. Neshish mekay b'shem l'chatchil b'la marshinim. Miyad. So if he skipped over, Oyev tzedoka mishpat ala tzadikim, as soon as he says, after Oyev tzedoka mishpat ala tzadikim, we go and we take him off the bimeh, we are chayish, he's an apikoyot. Miyad, perish vein mamtine loy sheyaskiru oisoi, we don't remind him, no, you skipped a broche, no, masalken oisim yetele miyad. Kishemo nizrike boyata apikulsis, That means this dialogue is very suspicious. It seems, he skipped his bracha, it seems that he doesn't somehow, he doesn't want to be mekalel the minim because he himself was became part of that cut. Chayin Dilin Bochazo, Bafilim Hoye, Muzik, Ad Ato, Lekosher, Letzadik, Amirik is out, this person was a kosher, Letzadik, and now all of a sudden, he said, Allah Tzadikim, Kam Ken Kashina was said, there's no din, Atam in Batsmacho, he was a Tzadik till now, but could be now it seems that Nizrik Kabaya Pekos, so we come back, because of one time, we won't make that he can't daven anymore. Now, this davening, I see a reyes in this davening, so we take him off the bima. But if he started with a machine and then he jumped out of the city, if he started already, so then we are not told that he's an apicite. Seed days. Shliach Tzibur Sheto. A shliach tzibur that made a mistake, they need a lachzer limkoyma. He doesn't, now he's on the mavulbul, and he can't go back to where he stopped. He's mavulbul. Yamid acher tachtov. So now someone else should go up and continue. Kedev shiz bayla b'simin. Simon and Gimel, there it says that a person should not be misarav by Yisrael. Umaschil mitchilas habroche sheto hazeh, so he starts from the beginning of the broche. Imoya hatois beemtsoyis, and the tois was in the middle of the broche. Hashiva shevtenich was a shayin, and then he got stuck in the middle of Hashiva. So then he doesn't have to go further. So kaponim, someone else should start from the beginning of Yeshiva, even though he's in the middle. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
Where is the apply?
What do you mean? Shulcha kamei, it's not a good simen for the call of Shetibo Sheto, so it's not a good simen for the Gabi is not the Shliach, the Shatz is the Shliach. Al-Kabon, this is something that happened. Let's not blame anybody over here. We're talking, this, he became a Mavubu. We'll see, we'll just see this next case. What? They didn't have to do him. Oh, Al-Kabon, he got very nervous. Akash and Hamais, they need it. Rasulayma, Shun Nivau. He's not his Fatumu. Beine yedei alachze af la'acher shemaskiren oisai. Somehow he got mevuvul and he feels that he can't continue. He can't go further. He's petrified. Tachto. So he gets someone else to continue. L'chatchile, it would be preferable toiv shi oisai acher mi shekivan l'chol atfilem ashliach tzibol. It would be very Kishmak, if the second person who was davening had listened to the whole tefillah till now, so Be'etzim, it's considered he's also in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. He was listening to the whole davening. So theoretically, in Chazaras HaShatz, he's up to him. So if he'll now start Shiva Sheftainu, it's Gevaldik, that means he's up to there, and he's Mamshech Lishminez. That's preferable. Vimlay nimtza kaza. We don't have a person who was listening to the whole Chazal Sashat. So then the DM, he called me Shalaykin and Bazet. I feel no one was Machavan. But so now, so Hishmin Esra theoretically starts from Hashiva Shevteinu. Al Kaponim, So it's not from a Shiva Shetet. So we hear Machasala Sashas, the first one said, Tilla Shiva Nisan from a Shiva. But for the Ochi Gambasala Yaskal, oh, Mithila Sabrochim, they tell Chatzit. So Lachet would be a smug to say, what kind of Machasala Sashas is the second one making? Good morning, he's coming to Shiva Shevtainu. Al Sticha de Tzibur, we attach these two Tvilis and the Tvila was Tvila Shiva and he's starting from a Shiva. Simon and Gimel are to learn that the Mavusha Masif Yuzayin by Yiyah Salvan by Yisrael Shoah, he shouldn't, they should go up, that he shouldn't be a Tichon de Tzibur. The Tchila Sabrochim. Va'afilu im loito elav of the Saif, b'tzad keinu b'tzadik u'v'mishpat, and then he got stuck. So let this person say, Baruch Hashem Elohai Yitzdok HaMishpat. No. Shekriyas Oysa Baruch Keman Toleset Ami. Well, Amaisa, he did not end the Baruch. You can't make two parts of the Baruch. This Baruch of the Shatz was not a proper Baruch, since it wasn't ended by the Shatz. So the one who goes up starts from the beginning of Shiva Shiftein. Bein chiluk bein shato, it's irrelevant if he made a toys. Oishenechlash, it seems this was a very shchiach dikizach. He got weak. And it seems that all the boys can bring down, there was mysis in Yom Kippur, that the shats got, he got very weak, he couldn't continue. He's fasting, he couldn't continue. Bein yochel gomer, he can't end. He can say further, he can't, but he's too weak. Behutzrach acher lamay tachto. See, all said the same thing. The kitzef avalam. The shatz is too weak. He can't continue. So memeila. So the will have this halacha. Ulachein. Biyomim neiroim. Shelafomim nechlas hashliach tiba behem tzapiyuti. Va'oymeid acher tachto. And now someone is in his place. So he's in the middle of the piyutim. He's in the middle of piyutim. So he says, "She yaschal oimer mitchilas abrocha miata v'chalta." That means he started the brochas emtzois. He says, "Brocha Hashem Melech Hakodesh." Right? Ata v'chalta. And now after ata v'chalta. And then let's say. But in the Yom Kippur, the Kedavning, Ata V'chatonu, so then Abulamai said, there's Piyutim in the middle. So he said, Ata V'chatonu, and then he's in the middle of a Piyutim, and boom, he can't go further. So now we have a new chazen, so he should go back to Ata V'chatonu. I mean, we just said, you have to go to the beginning of the Baruch. Ata V'chatonu is the beginning of the bracha. Then in the middle he said piyutim. So memela. So you go to the middle to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Mitchilas habracha miyata b'chaton. V'lo yarzer ha-piyutim. It doesn't have to say over the piyutim, because I mean the piyut was said already. But we have to ata b'chaton is from the bracha emtzois. So memela, so you have to start from ata b'chaton. I mean, come back in b'diavet. In Israel, b'mokim, shenishtatek v'loimer roish ata b'chaton. What happens if he didn't do what he should have done? So, kivin shadayin lifnei hasheni loimer b'soiv slichos mechal avonei seinu. And lahakpid b'meshe kitzer b'mtzoit. Now this is Amir de Kibbot. Now let's just explain. This is the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says Amir de Kibbot. We have here a broche in Yom Kippur, Ata v'chaltonu, which is the broche b'mtzoit, the seven broches. So there's three rishonis, three achonis, and then Ata v'chaltonu. In Yom Kippur we have sliches, and then we end up by saying, We end up by saying Mechayla v'niseinu Bochat Hashem, and then we end Amoichu v'niseinu 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 Yisrael Ma'avash v'niseinu v'choshon v'shona. So this is the end of the broche. The broche started at the b'chatono, the spiyutim in the middle, and then we say we end. So the Chassam Sofer says, so I didn't say the whole bracha. I didn't start from Atta Bechatono, but I'm ending the bracha. He says it's not necessary to say the complete bracha, so b'diyevet, if he ended the bracha, it'll also be good, because for my sake, the bracha was ended, even though the beginning of the bracha wasn't mentioned.
Thank you.